Hebrews chapter 12. Consequently, as regards us too, having such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us dispose of every burden and of sin which easily besets us, and run with patience the race which lies ahead of us, turning our sights to the originator and finisher of faith, Jesus, who over against the joy which lay ahead of him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such opposition towards himself by sinners, so that you do not flag and become faint-hearted. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood in struggling against sin, and you have completely forgotten the exhortation which treats you as sons. My son, do not make light of the discipline of the Lord, nor lose heart when you are reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. Be patient in being disciplined when God deals with you as with sons, for what kind of a son is it whom the father does not discipline? For if you were to be without discipline, of which you have all become partakers, you would then be illegitimate children and not sons. Then again, we had our fathers in the flesh as educators, and we respected them. Shall we not much more submit to the Father of spirits and live? For they for a few days disciplined us according to what seemed right to them, but he for what is beneficial for our partaking of his holiness. Now, no discipline seems to be a matter of joy at the time, but of grief. But later, it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those exercised by it. So straighten up drooping hands and infirm knees, and make straight paths with your feet, so that a lame member is not put out of joint, but rather is healed. Pursue peace with everyone, and sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord, watching out that no one is missing the grace of God, in order that no root of bitterness grows up and causes disquiet, and many become defiled through it, and that there is no fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one meal sold his birthright. For you know that also later on, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no room for a change of mind, although he sought it earnestly with tears. For you have not come to the tangible mountain, which has been burnt with fire, and to gloom and darkness and storm, or to the sounding of the trumpet and the sound of words. And those who heard it pleaded that not a word should be spoken to them again. For they could not bear what was ordered. If even a wild animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. And the spectacle was so fearful that Moses said, I am terrified and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the upper heavenly Jerusalem, and myriads of angels, to the assembly and church of the firstborn, who have been recorded in the heavens, and to God the judge of everyone, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, and to the mediator of a new covenant, Jesus, and to sprinkled blood speaking of something better than Abel. See that you do not disregard him who speaks. For if those who disregarded him who gave oracular instructions on earth did not escape, how much more will this apply to us, if we turn away from him who instructs from the heavens, whose voice shook the world at that time, but has now made a promise, saying, Yet one more time will I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. And the phrase, yet one more time, indicates the removal of the things shaken, that is, the things physically made, in order that the things not shaken should remain. So let us have grace, seeing that we are receiving an unshakable kingdom, through which we serve God in a pleasing way with reverence and veneration. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire.